The U.S. military is trying to learn who's behind a series of attacks in Iraq. We'll have an update from Baghdad in the next half hour of All Things Considered. We'll also hear a critique of U.S. efforts in Iraq. It comes from the man who ran Kosovo after that war. In this country, governors and state legislators are preparing for New Year's Eve. Monday marks the end of the fiscal year for most states, but don't expect a big celebration. 49 states are required to close their books with a balanced budget, which is not easy in a tough economy. NPR's Scott Horsley explains that some states are responding with accounting gimmicks worthy of certain big corporations.
The state of Kansas is going to be a little late this year with one of its school assignments. The state government ordinarily pays Kansas school districts once a month, but this year the state is delaying its June 15th payment by about 2 weeks to July 1st. That pushes the payment into the next fiscal year and saves this year's budget $213 million.
In other words, this fiscal year, instead of making 12 payments, we'll make 11.
Kansas Budget Director Dwayne Gosin says ideally the state wouldn't have to resort to a fiscal shell game to balance its budget, but like their colleagues around the country, Kansas officials have been sorely tested after a sharp drop in income tax collections that began more than a year ago.
Our revenue just dropped off a long way, and to react to that, if you examine what's happened in almost every state in the U.S., the pattern is probably pretty similar. We first used reserves to try to balance out our revenue losses, then went to budget cuts, then to some tax increases, then to some more reserves. We certainly tried the easier things first, but we had to dip pretty deep into the toolbox in order to stay balanced.
In addition to raising taxes and cutting spending, some states have tried to paper over budget problems, paying bills later, collecting taxes earlier, and dipping into reserve funds set up for other purposes. Budget purists may criticize such gimmicks. A disparaging editorial in the Denver Post last winter complained that Colorado's creative accounting would make Enron blush. But state governments are in a tough spot. By one estimate, their combined budget gap this fiscal year totaled $26 billion. Scott Pattison of the National Association of State Budget Officers says states have to use every trick they can.
The magnitude of the problem and the length of this fiscal crisis is such that states pretty much have to do everything to balance their budget. They can't just do one particular type of action like a tax increase or cut the budget. They pretty much have to do everything that they have in terms of budget actions to solve this really significant fiscal problem.
Unlike the federal government, states are not allowed to run deficits. But they can borrow money for some purposes. States like Maryland, Massachusetts, and Missouri have borrowed money this year to fund building projects that ordinarily would have been paid for with cash. Some states, like New Jersey, have also borrowed against the tobacco settlement, giving up billions of dollars in future payments in exchange for a much smaller cash infusion now. The head of the National Association of State Auditors, Controllers, and Treasurers calls all of these budget measures Band-Aids. But Relman Van Daneker says Band-Aids are more palatable than raising taxes or cutting spending.
There are some things you can do. They don't alter the fundamental position of the government, but they do put off till tomorrow the day of reckoning.
Stopgap accounting measures can help states to weather a short economic downturn. The danger, says Scott Pattison, is that most of the gimmicks work only once.
If you have a pay date on June 30th, for example, and the fiscal year begins July 1st, and you move that pay date from June 30th to July 1st, you save that money by moving it from one fiscal year to the next fiscal year, but you can't do that again.
And that means the accounting tricks used to fill this year's budget potholes could leave even bigger potholes in the coming year. By one estimate, the holes in next year's state budgets could total nearly $70 billion, almost three times the size of this year's. A survey by the Pew Center on the States found most lawmakers expect at least two more years of dire budget problems. With accounting Band-Aids largely exhausted, state policymakers would then be faced with even more painful budget choices. Scott Horsley, NPR News.